Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Marshawn Lynch, Marshawn Lynch, Marshawn Lynch is back.
The Beast is back. I knew he'd come back. And it sounds like they compromised too, Joe.
Not one bit.
Doof. God. What a tool that is.
Yeah. Well, no.
I guess he's going to have a hard time paying those fines and the little extra money in his current contract, which they're not giving him a new contract, but he's going to have a little extra money in his current contract.
Right. It worked out exactly like I said it would. I said
these guys compromised.
These guys are not going to tear up that contract. What they did is they said, okay, Marshawn.
Is that your new spin?
Well, no. If you want to play, I said you can print it. You can go back and listen to it and play. Exactly what I said is there's no way with 2 years left on a deal, these guys are going to give you a new deal, especially when you're one of the top five.
Okay, give
guys.
Me the same deal with a little more money, and I'll pretend you didn't give me a new deal.
Well, this is one of those gambling theories. You know how some people say, if I go to a casino with $200 and I don't lose any, then I won $200. Mm. You could say that the Seahawks are giving him an extra $500,000 because they're not going to fine him, right?
That's hasn't been laid out there yet, but that's the vibe.
No, the actual facts are not known.
Yes.
And they won't be.
You're right.
Trust me. They won't be. That's part of the deal.
But some of the money that was up in the air is now guaranteed. And that's kind of what he went in after was
got
more guaranteed
money.
Well, the facts that are published.
That is a new contract, by the way. When they take something in your contract, they cross it out and they make it bigger. But they get to say, we didn't give you a new contract. We gave you the same contract. We just hung a little more greenbacks on it.
Well, the numbers are the same.
No, they're not.
Well, what is different is how much money he gets this year. Because his
guaranteed.
Yeah, right. His concern is next year.
This year.
Right.
Right.
His concern is he won't be here.
His
next
concern
year.
Is not being around next year.
Right.
So they took $500,000 from next year and said, we'll
put it
that
on this year.
Yeah.
And then what about all those fines he had to pay?
Right. Well, he's not going to be subjected
know that.
To those.
We don't
he's
know
not going to have to pay.
Probably
I read that
not.
In about eight places.
Yeah, probably won't have.
So $500,000 guarantee, and then another $500,000 non-fine equals an extra million.
Yeah. So whoever told him to do this was giving him, let's all say it together,
good advice.
I'm still not so sure about that.
I love this job.
You wouldn't want $1 million more tomorrow? You wouldn't be the biggest dick you could if you go suddenly had $1 million?
Actually, I could use $1 million.
All you have to do is be a dick. I'm pretty sure you'd be right there.
I have a pretty hard time being a dick.
I know it's difficult for you.
And that's part of what I didn't like about the sitting out is it is such a team thing. I mean, I'm glad he's back. I knew it wasn't going to last long because Marshawn is like
you
me.
You knew that.
Yeah, he's cheap. He had to get back into camp, and he had to do it in a way to save face, and this works for everybody.
Everybody saved
this
face.
This works for everybody.
It's amazing. This is not our Japanese-owned team, the way everybody saved face.
Yeah, this is a great deal all the way around.
You bet.
But my bottom line is you don't start tearing up what are already great deals.
They didn't have to tear up anything.
Right.
It's a change of zero.
Because he wanted another, he wanted guaranteed year. He wanted a lot more than $1.5 million,
that's what I would have started for, asking for a lot more.
Yeah.
And when I compromise, it looks like I compromise.
Well, this isn't compromise. This is okay. I better get back because nobody seems to think they'll miss me too much. I mean, it's an extra million. You don't get me wrong. That's great. But in NFL terms.
He lost.
In the terms. No, he didn't lose. We all win. It's a win-win.
All right.
But they held firm on the bottom line is we do not redo contracts. I mean, they didn't do anything.
We do not negotiate with terrorists. Here's a quiet million now. Please get back to play.
Well, here's something to ease your concerns about next year.
All right. It's tip money is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's great. We're back at full strength, And because what would have really upset me, the drawing line would have been if Marshawn had not taken that trip to Denver, I would feel that is a really bad thing.
Yeah.
Because if you whop somebody in the Super Bowl, I mean whop them hard.
You have to go back.
And you don't want to go into Denver for that first preseason game to hear those boos, because those boos are going to be so loud.
Fire you up.
Because we whopped them so hard.
I mean,
skipping the trip to the White House was pretty pretty bad deal. But if he'd skip
Hallelujah.
That, I would say, this is not a teammate you even want.
It's here, bud. Football season's
Speaking
here.
Speaking of which, Spike's going to be over there with Marshawn today at the VMAC.
Yeah, what time
show.
You headed over?
Well, that's up to you, because I'd like to get out of here a couple minutes early today, if you wouldn't mind. I'm supposed to be on air at KGR AM.
But we talked about that.
It's cool. I just wanted to let the city know. I'm going to bug out of here at 9:25-ish, 9:30-ish, and pop over to the VMAC.
I don't notice if anybody comes or goes. I'm getting old. I'm getting senile. I don't know.
I don't give a crap no more.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dead man walking.
I have senioritis.
Uh-huh. The consensus around here is you're just making yourself old way too soon. You're not old enough to be old.
Am I not?
No. I'm talking to all my friends that are a lot older than you going, what's he talking about? There's people in their 70s.
First off, I never said I was old. I never said I was retiring.
What did you just say?
I said I was old.
Said you got senioritis.
That was comedically.
Okay.
I said my mind is confused. I think I'm making the case of that very well.
I'm not disputing. I'm just saying I've heard from people in their 60s and 70s saying, I'm still working hard.
That's
what's
right.
Bob
hey,
doing?
You know, Paul Harvey did his radio show into his 90s.
Yeah, and I'm not telling you what to do, that's for sure. I mean, if you got to do what you feel like doing in this world. Because
I think I'm going to hold out for $1 million in 24 hours.
Yeah, you know, who knows? And that's another thing, because
that would be bad advice.
I had a discussion with Alan White after we spoke to him on the air yesterday. He called once he got to Florida.
He talked to you from Hollywood, Florida?
Yeah, and they're doing 9 shows in 11 days, and yeah, Alan
is busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, he's a senior to all of us.
Yeah, and Gigi's like, it's summertime, it's Seafair weekend, you should be here.
Right,
yeah.
And we were
talking to her about that.
We were talking about you, and he says, you know, Bob might fancy being a rock star, but once he gets out there, maybe he'll decide that radio thing is pretty good.
Same chair every day, nice and warm.
Yeah, being in Seattle in the summertime.
He's popping all around the country, hopping at the different hotel rooms.
Yeah, he's like halfway through a tour. I mean, obviously you love being a rock star, and I would...
Well, he is a rock star.
Oh, he's a bona fide...
I don't fancy being a rock star. I fancy playing with some rock stars and having some fun.
Touring.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. That's a life I have fantasized about a lot, so not the playing, but even just the traveling. I'd love to be
a roadie,
the guy who carries Alan's drums.
Won't you stay just a little bit longer?
Yeah, what a life! It'd be awesome.
There are things about traveling and playing that are really fun. Always a new city, a new town, but also you know, there are things that are not very glamorous at all.
Yeah, physically getting there and doing it again and tearing it down and doing it again.
I hold before you the Best Western in Dundalk.
Oh, really? You had a
Maryland.
Sample, huh?
Oh.
We got to the Best Western in Dundalk, Maryland, and I thought it was great. Wow, we've flown across the country. We're playing in front of a ginormous fair with like 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And then there it is, this Best Western in an industrial complex area. Not the one down by the Inner Harbor where all the tourists go. No, that would be no fun, being around all of that spectacular beauty.
And Baltimore in the summertime, sure, yeah.
No, this was in an industrial area with a McDonald's right next to it. Not handy.
That is, I was going to say. That's
make his mouth water.
And I you know, big, ginormous, because it was an old school hotel, you know. I'm surprised it didn't have dial-up phones. Big, ginormous rooms. It was comfortable.
Good.
But we enjoyed it, and we played the show. And the next day, Night Ranger came to check in at the same hotel, and their manager said, "This is rubbish. We're not staying here."
Really?
I'm not supposed to repeat that story.
Good.
Come on. Nobody heard anything. Tell me more.
No, but what I'm saying is,
how did that dispute get settled?
Look,
they held out for almost 8 hours.
They held
That's what
out,
I'm wondering.
And they got some free Wi-Fi.
Okay,
it was a win-win.
Yeah,
here, give me the password, but don't give it to anybody else. We're going to change it tomorrow.
What I'm saying is, there's various levels of doing it. To me, just to be able to carry a speaker case is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and my grandchild will be here very soon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the main thing.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from. And you've been doing this a really long time, because I've been doing a long time with you, and you did a long time before we even met. So
yeah. It's not that there's anything wrong with this. It's still a blast.
You've earned every minute of doing what you want, because you've done a lot. And I've read so many letters and talked to so many people.
Oh, the listeners have been, have cards. People are sending cards. Yeah, old-fashioned snail mail cards.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Because you stop and think how much impact you personally have made on so many thousands of people that you've earned whatever you want to do. You know, you really have. And I say that.
Can you be my agent?
All seriousness.
Thank you.
Your agent for
my agent for getting out of things.
For getting out. Yeah, I can do that.
I have an agent already that keeps coming up with things that I have to be at.
Keep you busy, yeah.
All right. Marshawn Lynch ends his holdout. Shout out there to Rob Oxford, Rockfish, who immediately texted me and said, you should do The Beast Is Back.
Yeah, he sent that to me, too.
And I don't know if we have the music bed.
I don't think we ever did that one.
Oh, we did. I'm pretty sure we did.
I can't remember a parody.
What bits were we referring to?
I don't know.
So many over so many years. Know,
over the years. I'm sure Pedro can find it on a karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Spike, you could sing something. So, listeners, if you want to send in some lyrics to Marshawn Lynch, Lynch is back, we'll later on in the show put that together. Also on the show today, Cy Kernan of The Fix. Oh, how nice. He's going to call on the phone.
He heard you were retiring.
They were just here. I am not retiring.
All right. I'm sorry. Now I'm doing
Harry's, we're getting along.
I'm ending one project.
I know.
Someone sent me this beautiful card about how life is like a train. You get on a stop. You ride it for a long while. Then you get off.
Uh-huh.
And people get on and sit near you. And then sometimes they get off. And you start the train out with your parents. And you think your parents are always going to be on the train. But at some age, your parents go, bye. And they get off the train.
Wow.
And then someday, way down the road, you get off the train. And what's left is the memories you left of the other people that are still riding the train.
Still riding the train.
Yeah. Isn't that pretty?
Yes.
Anyway, so that's the kind of crap that people are sending me.
A lot of crap. A lot of crap.
I love it. No, I tear up, but I also laugh because the metaphors are just, I'm swimming in metaphors. And yes, I'm broken up and sentimental a little bit, but
there's always time for reunions. You know, Spike and I went to the Seattle Storm game last night. They were celebrating their 15th anniversary, and they brought back a bunch of players. And you know, they introduced them, and these players are hugging and doing their high fives. And they haven't played in many years, but they all reunited and they all had a blast. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, who's to say, you know, years down the road, months down the road.
Hey, 6 months down the road, I may call you and go, listen, I'm desperate for a microphone. Will you guys come back?
Yeah, yeah.
Do this anymore!
And you'll already be signed with someone else, and I'll be out of luck without a paddle.
Yeah, or even just for, you know, just a one-shot deal, you know, to trot us out in front of a bunch of screaming ladies like last night, you know, and just have us come out and say hello. There'll be opportunities.
Comedian Brian Callen, one of my favorite acts. Just incredible physical and intellectual comic. If you've not seen Brian Callen, he's a guy I'd love to have for the Christmas show, if they'd let us.
I've always wanted Brian. I've suggested that the last couple of years.
We don't have a comic, and yet the Christmas show tickets are about to go on sale. But anyway, he's at the Parlor this weekend. Check him out if you can. He's going to be in person in the studio. And he's one of those really amazing people. Later today, Lucas Nelson is going to be on the phone. He's at the Tractor Tavern August 21st. We're going to miss the opportunity to have him play live in the studio. Lucas is one of those musicians over the years who came in here and from his first performance, sparkly magic things happened. He wowed us. And we brought people to see him. We kept saying, this guy is phenomenal. You got to go see him. And guess who came to see Lucas Nelson when he was at the Triple Door the first time when I was raving about him on the air?
Who?
That's when I met Steve Fossen. Because we had Lucas Nelson on the air.
That's wild.
And this time Lucas is at the Tractor Tavern. I got to tell you, folks, even though he's bubbling under with promise of the real, this is a guy that the iconic musicians talk about as being one of the amazing blues and rock players of the future. Lucas Nelson is Willie Nelson's son, which is almost bad because he does sound a little enough like his dad, so you're reminded of his dad. But his playing, his electric guitar, blues playing, is spectacular.
And
in its own right.
Songwriting, too. And he writes them for people like Neil Young. When you write a song that Neil Young records, you know, that's pretty good.
Lucas Nelson on the phone this morning. Also, Maura Gallucci. Oh, is she coming in? Yes, she is coming in. That's great. Does it bug you when we parade all of your predecessors in here?
No.
No? Some people thought you weren't happy yesterday in the picture because like Casey was like, yeah, out in front of the picture, and you were in the back, and someone said, hey, Jody, you're trying to keep Jody out of the picture. And I said, I'm not trying to keep Jody out of the picture.
You couldn't even try and paint any sort of cattiness between Casey and I because we love each other.
I know that.
And I have absolutely no contentious feelings towards Maura either. I'm sorry.
For
I know
the
it's
record.
Not that interesting for you.
No. I
wish I was like...
I don't actually.
All these bitches back
I wasn't trying to paint you that way. I don't think you're that way at all.
Well, now, wait a minute. If any of these girls wanted to get on stage and sing Jody's song with the band, then we may have an issue.
But then they'll all. But yeah. But no. Jody's not like that at all. I just meant, is it a little weird?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Because I wouldn't be weird in that kind of way because you're not like that.
No.
You're catty towards people who deserve it, period.
Yes. Yeah. Sure, that's easy and that makes sense.
You know, if. Like that Courtney Stoddard, like that person earns your disdain.
Slap her right in her face. Right. I never even met her.
Celebrity
I'll walk
Klingons.
Right up to her and slap
You're
her.
Right. It would be more interesting if you disliked one of them.
Yes, I know.
But you don't.
Do you want me to slap Maura when she gets here?
No. I can stay. And you know, I love you all. And at each point in the show, the person who was on with us made the show spectacularly successful. When Maura first signed on with us, that's when our ratings exploded. And you could say, well, maybe it's a coincidence. And she was very humble about it. I said, Maura, look what happened. You got here and the ratings exploded. She was like, oh, yeah. And then Casey arrived and we hit another huge stride. And then when Jody got here, at each one of our radio stations, we hit a major radio milestone. Our first milestone at KISW, which occurred, I think, around 1999-ish, was when we became number one, 2554, and beat Cairo, which had been that forever, and for the longest time. And then our second milestone occurred at KZOK, and we were actually able to be something that almost no show gets to be. I mean, actually, someone is always it, but very few talk radio shows of any kind. Number one, 12 plus, which we enjoyed for a book. And then here, that was with Casey. And here with Jody, we did something that's called the trifecta in ratings. We finished
first, second, and third?
Yes.
Awesome.
No, actually, what it was is we were number one adults, the 2554 category. We were number one women. 2554, and we were number one men, and that's actually
a lot of number ones.
It's actually really difficult to do, and so all of those were like each one of you has one of those, you know, and there's stupid little trophies for ratings, and the ratings do bounce up and down a little, and mostly I notice these days they get a little bit older. Well, like 10 years ago it was 2554, now it's 35 plus. What the heck happened?
Why are the people listening to us getting older as we get older?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you do the math. 25 years. I was 25. Yeah. Now I'm 50.
We were big with the 25.
Oh yeah,
back
yeah.
when we were.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was all a fantastic, wonderful ride, and you know, I'm blessed.
And we owe Maura thank you for Jody, really, because Maura was part of our team when we were last at the other station, and she would have been part of this team, but she had a kind of a I want to step away from the mic moment.
She said she wanted to step away from the mic and be with her family.
Yeah.
Because she had the kids.
Right. And then we needed somebody else. And number one picked was Jody, and she happened to be available. So
Paul calls me and says, Jody, hands down, simple choice.
And it was.
I signed on Thanksgiving Day. I was 9 months pregnant. Do you remember that?
I do.
I signed my contract right before that baby came out.
Man.
It was the coolest thing ever.
Okay. So that's that. Enough sentimentality. Let's get down to the nasty stuff that's going on in the world.
Who's getting the stapler? Oh, I'm sorry. You met outside of our show. Oh. I'm sorry. I apologize. We're gonna start fighting for things next week. By the way,
what do you mean? What's stapler?
I'm kidding.
Is there a show stapler that's not property of the company?
No, it's property of the company. But I'm
can't. You're gonna start stealing stuff from Clear Channel? If
not
so,
not out loud.
If so, I would not do it out loud. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a real shame to mess up how nice they're being to us. And that's a key thing too. The company here giving us a 2-week party is extremely respectful of every one of you, especially, and me.
Unprecedented would be the word. I've never in the history of radio seen anything like this.
Every other station we've left, it's been like, what happened? Although some of that was our choice.
We were the ones providing the air of mystery on that.
Uh-huh. I remember Clark. I got to look up Clark Ryan, my old buddy. Clark saying, well, you guys can say goodbye if you want. And I was like, goodbye.
I remember going in and giving him my letter of resignation. And I was last in line because I was last in the pecking order. He'd already dealt with you and he dealt with Spike. Mm-hmm. And I come in and he looked like a man who had just been in a war. And he's like, his head's down. He goes, oh, you too? And he just puts it on the pile. And that was it. Clark was an awesome guy.
He was a fantastic man.
He was.
Oh, you got to resign somewhere?
Yeah, it's the only time.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I didn't write the letter. I think our agent wrote it for me, but yeah. He's like, go give him this letter. This is your letter of resignation. I never resigned to anything in my life.
But wow.
That was quite a day.
Getting fired is the norm.
Yeah. And they don't let you say goodbye. You're right.
Oh, no. When you resign, well, actually, they did want us to say goodbye. We resigned and we stayed on for a while.
It was 30 days, I think. We gave them 30 days.
But we wanted an era of mystery about where we were going. And that's that first one. Right. By the way, if you hook up with any of us after the show is over, you can find the answers to all your trivia questions.
Well, that's what's so exciting about Facebook. You know, when I got fired the first time from a wildly successful show, there was no Facebook. It didn't exist.
Right.
Right.
And so our email addresses that everyone was used to, the ones that came with the radio station, were ganked. And so no one could talk to us. Nobody could ask us any questions. You would have to bump into me in the grocery store to be like, what happened? Mm. But then the second time I got fired, there was Facebook. And so people,
you and Marty did a fantastic video.
Yes, many videos, and we threw ourselves a party, but you could find out, you could talk to us through Facebook.
That video, by the way, was one of several instances where I saw you and went, wow, super funny, super confident, what a great talent. And it just went in the bank, so that day Paul calls me and goes, it should be Jody. I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Easily.
That's fun.
But, you know, you do those little things and you don't really know
right.
who watches them.
You assume that everybody who gives a crap watches
yeah.
them.
Yeah, especially when you're out of a job.
Yes.
After you and Marty were done, you put on a comedy festival at the Paramount I went to, and I thought it's amazing that these people are not on the radio, yet they're filling the Paramount with a couple thousand people, and the video of you guys ice skating was aired. And
wasn't
it was
that amazing?
Hilarious.
That took weeks to do. You can only do that kind of video when you have no other job to go to.
Yeah. Right.
So I have a question. Is Marty happy? He's... No one's saying he's retired, but he's off the air. Is he happy? Would he come and do a, you know, would he just take my chair and...
No.
No.
No, I just saw him last night.
He said no, huh?
Exactly.
He said no. He's been dodging me. He said no.
He's been saying no every time you ask him.
Marty Reimer's great Seattle radio guy.
Did you mean to let that out of the bag? Or?
He's a great Seattle radio guy, and he's gotten himself quite busy with other projects
yeah.
that are taking
up. And that's
up
what
time.
I'm doing. Yeah.
And
but no one's saying he's retiring. Marty, why are you calling yourself old?
Yeah, no, well, he walked out, he slammed his headphones down and said, screw you, I'm taking my stuff and leaving.
Well, and you guys did podcasts for, what, a year plus from Marty's house every day? I mean, you did a podcast.
We did it every day for a year, and now he still does it once on Fridays just for funsies. And I think
you used to do it every day?
Every day, so that we felt like we had a job. And I was pregnant. And I was like, you better give me something to do. But wow. I'm about to eat this baby like a praying mantis. I'm going crazy. I got this baby. I got no job.
I'm crazy.
I'm going to unemployment on Rainier Avenue. This is not cool.
So, I got to talk to him, too. But tell me about this whole podcasting world. Because I have to do something. I don't know whether I can fill in somewhere. I've told the good folks here that I would love to stay involved with Clear Channel Seattle. In some way. I like working with our clients. We have such amazing relationships, and I really enjoy doing commercials. It's always been one of my favorite things. When I was a young broadcaster, Paul Harvey spoke at an NAB convention. And
NAB is What?
The National Association of Broadcasters. Thank you. And I went and heard him talk about how sometimes we say, you know, 40 minutes of music in a row. Sometimes we talk and we put down the commercials. We put down the sponsors. And he said, this is crazy. Our sponsors are our lifeblood. And one of the most important things to Paul Harvey, one of the privileges of being on the air, was to help connect people with cool products in a meaningful way. And so he didn't just do commercials. He talked about his relationship with the product, whether it was, you know, for him, it was those Bose radios. I think he single-handedly built the brand of that company. They had this really nice, crisp sound, and people loved it as soon as they were exposed to it. Remember, you used to go in the mall and you'd have a little demonstration of the thing.
You bet.
Then you'd go home with one. And he was the guy. He was like the national spokesperson. And eventually, you know, as he got into his 80s and 90s, it was various kinds of Metamucil and stool softening things, and
also very crisp.
Very, but he had a good relationship with those products.
Yeah, everybody needs something, depending on how old you are. On down the line.
And so I, you know, in thinking about things to do, I would love to stay. And I look at, you know, even Pat O'Day is 80 years old, and he's still a great radio spokesperson.
Yes, he is.
Well, the great thing about a podcast is that it can be whatever you want it to be. If you want to set a schedule for yourself and say, I'm going to do one, you know, every 2 days and we're going to post it by noon, then you can feel like you are holding yourself up as accountable.
That's too much, though.
Yeah, well, then you can do it once a month.
Because I have to tour with the bands. Uh-huh. I have to be there for Spike and the Impalers. I have to be there for Heart by Heart. But I was thinking about this. The thing our show has always done that no other show does, maybe in the country, but certainly not in Seattle, is invite musicians in to tell their story and then play two or three songs. What I would love to do, and maybe with Clear Channel here, I hope, is continue that as a podcast. So
in
that
the Carter
all of
Subaru
those,
Live Theater.
Possibly in the Carter Subaru Live Theater, so that all of those memorable interviews and broadcasts could still be shared with listeners.
Well, there's no shortage of musicians who want to do it. When Marty and I were doing our everyday podcast, I was
booking
people
bands
every day.
Yeah.
And it was very refreshing because unlike commercial radio that I used to be on before I got on this show, you couldn't just
You just put down the commercials and Paul Harvey just rolled over in
no,
his grave.
No, I didn't. No, I'm about to say something
okay,
really good.
Okay, say something good then.
When I used to walk down the street.
I was hoping you would put it down so I could make the Paul Harvey
nope,
rolling over
there.
Joke.
Nope, not going to
okay.
happen.
Okay.
When I would walk
would
down the street.
Would you be caddy towards Casey for me, please?
Yes, I will. Okay. Right away. Let's call that bitch up and I want to tell something
yeah.
about
it. Bottomless KY Dillon,
let's
wrestle.
You would see a band that you liked and you wouldn't be able to do anything about it because the radio station dictated the music that the people heard. And so you couldn't even say, you know, I saw this great band. Let's play a clip from
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, format. All of our management has always let us bring in bands that are not in our format.
Right, and that was the coolest part about being on this show.
Yeah.
Like, nobody stopped us from playing whatever we wanted, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Everything from heavy metal to gospel music. We've had it all come through this room. And more will be coming.
I think if our ratings had seriously tanked, though, they would have stepped right in and said, play stuff that sounds exactly like what we play. But
yep.
I think we were able to, because of you, the audience, we actually had an open-minded audience that said, okay, wow, you're a nurturing young talent. I'll give them a listen. And if they sound incredible, I'll say it. And if they don't sound incredible, good try, guys.
Nice try.
Three girls with your surf rock band and
nice
whatnot.
Try.
You remember the surf rock girls?
Yeah,
I liked
great.
It.
They're
yeah.
great.
We've had
Japanese punk pop in here. We've had surf metal in here. We've had, who's the trumpet player that came in here? Pedro can help me out with the name
Arturo
of
it. Sandoval?
Sandoval, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of world-class stuff.
Oh, yeah,
stuff
and I've,
through these
there
have
been radio programmers.
What a freak.
Who would be like, why are you having a trumpet player?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's
well,
a legend all over.
Incredible.
Yeah, a legend all over the world. He. Somebody has an idea for a name for your podcast.
Yeah.
You know, Luke Burbank had a very popular one, Too Beautiful to Live. You could do Too Stubborn to Die.
Too Stubborn to Die is good.
That's not
call
too
Luke
bad.
And see if he's still alive.
Luke's doing pretty good. I see him on CBS Sunday Morning, actually, every once in
no
a while.
Kidding.
He's a contributor there.
He's a great talent.
Yeah.
All right. 6:38. Yesterday, Downtown Joe said you can print it.
I was talking about Marshawn's dispute, and you said, boy, that is almost an irrelevant statement these days. Nobody buys newspapers anymore.
Yeah, what did you say? You can print it?
Well, that they are not going to give him a new deal, which they did not.
I want to hear exactly what you said, because they did give him a new deal.
No, you can go dig it out. But my maintaining, what I would maintain.
Yeah, let me hear your tap dancing now.
No, they were not going to tear up that contract.
Yeah, instead they just did a little whiteout on the contract.
Yeah,
changed some of the numbers.
Just enough to make him feel like he got a little bone.
So they compromised.
They threw the beast a bone, as Spike so eloquently put in his song.
Hey, Seahawks, throw that beast a bone.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what they did. And it wasn't even a very big bone. But it was enough to get him in the house. But it was not, you know, redoing the deal. It was not doing anything that's going to do long-term damage to the plan. Because the part of the plan, as John Schneider said, was getting him signed last time.
So redoing the deal. Like, if you just paint your house and put a swimming pool out back, that's not redoing the house.
It's a little remodel, maybe.
Yeah. Right. You
they remodeled his contract.
Yeah. A slight. But it was like a bathroom. And not even the main bathroom.
Well, they gave
it
his contract like a seismic upgrade. How about that?
Later this morning, Chef Hunter will bring in some crow for Joe sautéed crow.
You can go back and listen to everything I said, and it worked out.
And you were hedging the way you were saying.
What I said would happen. I said, one, Marshawn's pretty cheap. He is not going to hold out, you know, too much longer. Number two, they are not going to redo the deal. They would play the whole season before they.
You said he was going to get nothing.
You know what's nice about eating crow? It's less gamey than you're expecting.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
It's actually got, it's like chicken.
And there is not $1 extra that's coming off the cap or anything. That's the main thing. See, the Seahawks are not costing themselves a single dollar from what they've committed
so
already.
They just gave him $1 million. It didn't cost him anything.
Well, they just pushed him. They just moved some money around to make him happy.
You know what else is nice about eating crow? You can use the beak like a spoon.
I'm perfectly.
Like if you're picnicking?
You check the record. You go back, you find anything I've said, and it worked out exactly like I said.
You know what else is great about eating crow? The best meat is right in the brain.
In your brain?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Andrew Zimmer.
But it's not so much. It's so tiny.
But I do have some other phrases that you might say are completely irrelevant now, much like you can print it if you want.
You can print it, what Joe said. I said print it. Who prints anymore?
And
with no disrespect to the newspapers, but most of the people read the articles online.
No disrespect to the newspapers, but not one person is buying newspapers anymore.
Dude, a few people are.
Joe and I went to the Storm game last night at Key Arena, and the loneliest man in the building was the guy trying to give away hoodies, T-shirts, basketballs, whatever it would take to get you to take the Seattle Times to your home.
Yeah.
This poor guy. Oh.
By the way, last night I downloaded all my papers onto my iPad. I'm not saying newspapers aren't important. I think actually that we've reached a point where they will be more important than ever as the survivors dominate and people get used to reading them on their devices. But printing paper is very quaint. Eight phrases that have become completely irrelevant. You can print it, of course, Joe had yesterday. Here's number eight. It's in the yellow pages. No, it's in your smartphone.
They got the YP. They got a marketing push going down our throats for the app, the Yellow Pages app, the YP.
Bye for that. Call 411. Give me the 411. When's the last time you called 411?
I don't even know if it works anymore.
We should try it. I bet it does.
Hey, Eric, can I try it?
Sure, try it.
Hold on.
Welcome to CenturyLink Directory Assistance.
Yeah.
CenturyLink now offers listings by type of business. What city and state, please?
Seattle, Washington.
I have several city options. Please say the city and state again.
What are you wearing?
What listing, please?
This isn't
serious. Can I have your name, please?
To help me search further, please say the listing again.
Hey, do you have any grandchildren? I'm about to have a grandchild.
Thank you. Please hold for personal assistance.
Uh-oh, no,
oh, God. No.
There was a human. I thought you were trolling for human.
If you are crotchety enough, you will get a human being. Yeah,
and I would love to hear what accent that human had, because I bet it goes over.
Oh, I'm watching. Thank you very much for calling. No. Let's see. Joe's House of Crow. Let me see if I can find out for you. What street is that on?
I think I would need permission to talk to the rescue assistance operator, and they wouldn't be allowed to go on the radio.
Right.
So short circuit that. But so there is still somebody. If the computer is not good enough, you can get a human being. Station's probably going to get a bill for like $100. It's probably like getting rescue assistance is like getting elective surgery right now, right?
Sir, there was a charge for that, wasn't there? Was there a charge on your phone before? How many times you called directory assistance? Yeah, it was like 50 cents a pop after a certain number.
Hmm. Texters are just telling us something very interesting. Do you know that your friends over at KSW made a twisted tune in honor of your stepping away from the mic to the tomb of Jane Says, the Jane's Addiction song?
Is it nice or is it... What is it? What kind of a...
The word that is being used on text is horrible, but I don't know if it's horrible.
Well, they're not
skill wise.
Yeah,
I'm sure that it's nice towards you.
BJ's a great guy.
Yeah, I'm sure that he wouldn't do anything offensive.
They did.
Bob Says.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's
Wiz Radio.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Gonna be a grandpa.
Right. Phrases that become completely irrelevant.
Hold on, we're gonna do it better.
Ask for directions. Ask for directions because most of us have directions. Yesterday, I was in West Seattle, and I suddenly realized that, oh my gosh, the Blue Angels will have closed down I-90. And you have one of those reader boards over there I forget which street, Fauntleroy, and it says I-90 closed, take alternate routes. And so I thought, what's my alternate route? Should I go 520? Well, no, I'll have to go through that mess to get to 520. Right. That won't work. And then I thought, maybe I should just give it up completely and go South Center and take, 405. And I thought that's going to be probably a nightmare too, because but all I did was pull over, zoom in on the traffic on my phone, and I could see all the places where it was bunched up. So I looked at a satellite map with all these red spots on it, and I said, oh, I can take Martin Luther King through downtown Renton, bypass all of that slow stuff on 405, and just hop back on 405.
That is very technically savvy. I will have to tell you that you could even have done yourself one better.
Which is?
And I'm sure Eric will back me up. That app Waze, W-A-Z-E.
Oh, Lisa has that. Yeah. Yep. That's a very good app. Lisa's very into that.
You just pull that thing up, and it'll get you directions like you could get from Google Maps, but also with the benefit of knowing what's open and closed.
But I have kind of a God complex.
Sure.
I like zooming in on Earth.
Let's see what we're looking at.
I like seeing it from the heavens.
You know what I mean? I look down at the red and I go...
But Lisa likes the companionship of the app Waze, because all of these other drivers are all sitting there putting there, I see a fire engine over here, and they put down all the specifics of what's going on.
Nice. W-I-Z-E?
Or W-A-Z-E.
W-A-Z-E. Waze.
Yep.
Okay.
It's good. All right, ask for directions. Gone away. Although there's still some people that will ask for directions. But remember, you used to have to write directions down. Another, call a travel agent. I still think a travel agent is very useful in business and in any place where your travel is somewhat complex. It's good to have the human being help you.
If you go out on tour with Heart by Heart, you're going to want a human to do your route, to do your stuff. You know?
In fact, we got a gal. However, really, for the most part, for simple flying back and forth somewhere, your vacation, whatever.
I'm big on Expedia, and I'm a master. I really know how to work that thing.
You got to help Casey out now that her husband works for Expedia.
Yeah,
bitch.
they don't need.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
They don't need much help. They're earning.
There are lots of morning shows that would like you on as their character, female character.
Expedia's earnings yesterday, by the way, great. That's a healthy local company. Those guys are doing good.
Are they local?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, next one. Check the classifieds. This is almost sad to see, you know, like the Farmer's Almanac, like the Little Nickel, which still exists.
Right.
But to see that really most people don't put stuff in the classifieds now. Craigslist killed the classifieds.
Damn.
Here's another one. I'm developing the photos.
When's the last time you did that?
You know, I haven't been down to Costco lately. We used to drop off, but that was a major part of life, dropping off rolls of film and then weeding through those packages.
Do they even still have that? Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I don't, they will develop your rolls of film. That what you can do is send them your email your digital pictures, and they will print them. I'll tell you what they do right now. I'll give you a quick Costco tip because it expires in 2 days. There's a coupon on the back of this month's mailer where you can take your old home movies of your kid, which I have a bunch of Hi8 movies. They will convert those to DVD, which is almost a obsolete format, but slightly less obsolete than the Hi8. There's a coupon they'll do it pretty cheap.
Really? Can they put my albums on 8-track too? Because I like to get that done before my needle wears out.
I don't think they do that.
Go backwards.
But and you'll have it on your they'll save your stuff digitally is the bottom line. All the stuff that's going to go away if you don't save it digitally.
Someone says the collect phone call is going away. E-Online in this article, to be specific, says call me collect will not exist anymore. I guess largely because most in-country calling is not a toll call, right?
Prisoners do collect calls. It'll have to be available for them.
And most everybody has their own phone. You'd have a hard time finding a phone to call anybody collect on.
Here's a phrase that is about done. Be kind, rewind. When's the last time you rewound anything?
Wow.
And you didn't even see when the rewindable tape got off the train and left an empty seat.
Seriously. I couldn't tell you the last time I put a tape in.
Mm. Be kind, rewind. If you have any other phrases that have become completely irrelevant, and I'm sure some of you will take a stab at me, feel free. Go to the text. 52309, 52309, phrases that have become completely irrelevant.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Southwest Plumbing.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, southbound 405 at I-90. It looks like the HOV lane is blocked with some police activity. Trying to get more details on that for you. Other than that, we still got really slow traffic northbound I-5 from just before the Michigan curve all the way up to the convention center because of an earlier cleared rollover. And northbound 405 through the S-curves all the way up into the Kennedale Hill. Still stop and go.
Need a plumber at night or on the weekends? Don't worry. Call the Waving Man for guaranteed work. Open evenings and weekends with no extra charge. Southwest Plumbing. The one to call.
Toyota of Puyallup. Free trade appraisals, whether you buy a vehicle from them or not, which means if you happen to be driving by, pull in, find out what your vehicle is worth. You know, they purchase used vehicles, even if they're not Toyotas, for their lot because they've got this spectacular 8-acre lot. And if you've got a fantastic vehicle, they'd love to have it on their lot. And don't be surprised if you end up walking out of there with a brand new RAV4 or one of their other fine Toyota products. At this moment, the Toyota Prius liftback can be had for just $249 a month for 24 months, with just $1,739 due at signing. You also get 2 years, no-cost maintenance, including roadside assistance. And Toyota Puyallup has more than 60 of these new Prius on the lot. They've got all three, by the way, the liftbacks, the Prius C, and the Prius Vs. With more than 3,500 positive reviews, Toyota Puyallup is where you should visit. Offers on approval of credit through TFS, and they expire August 4th. ToyotaPuyallup.com.
A bit more cloud cover this morning across western Washington with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures will top out in the low to mid-80s. Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies through Seafair Week and with highs remaining in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Discount Tire.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. And right now, you can save big on the world's best brands of tires, like Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of the world's greatest rock and roll bands, with so many incredible songs. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, live and on stage. Friday, August 15th, at The Gorge, with very special guest, Steve Winwood. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. All Ticketmaster outlets or by phone.
Every ticket includes a copy of the new album, Hypnotic Eye. IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in, they won't be here long. IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service may now be accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes. This may result in back taxes being reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by the Tax Relief Helpline for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-745-5904. That's 800-745-5904. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, which may result in tax debts being reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Tax Relief Helpline at 800-745-5904. That's 800-745-5904. 800-745-5904.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. Save up to 40% on sinks, faucets, toilets, cabinetry, lighting, and more in stock or special order. Now's the time for that home improvement or repair. August 4th through 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Ballard.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look the way you want to be seen, or do they give you an ugly black eye? Negative online content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce and bankruptcy rulings, newspaper articles, bad business reviews, blogs, and other sources can have a serious impact on your life and your business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. When you call, you'll get an expert reputation assessment free. Using patented technology, we'll make the truth about you more visible than negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results damage your good name. Call 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. Don't delay. Call 1-800-827-5948 today.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a police car panicker.
What? What is this cop doing behind me? Did I speed? Am I speeding? Are my plates up to date? Did I ever pay those DVD late fees? No, 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 I can't go to prison. Orange is not my color! Oh, he turned. I wasn't scared. Yes, I was.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer this summer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free pre-trip safety checks to free brake checks, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
There's a place where cool, clean water runs through 60,000 miles of forested streams, where fish and wildlife flourish in healthy habitat, and where scientific forest practices produce the most responsible building material on Earth, climate-friendly Northwest wood. The place is Washington's Working Forests, where the green economy of the 21st century is growing strong. Working forests work for all of us. Learn more at workingforestsareworking.org.
Deep Purple is coming to Seattle's closest casino. Snoqualmie Casino's summer concert series welcomes 1975's loudest band, Deep Purple, on Sunday, August 10th. Witness the beginning of hard rock at the Mountain View Plaza, just minutes from Seattle. Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Thank you to Ted Brown Music, official music store of the Carter Subaru Live Theater at 95.7 KJR FM.
This report is brought to you by Crystal Mountain Resort.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, southbound 405 at I-90. It looks like the HOV lane is blocked with some police activity. Trying to get more details on that for you. Other than that, we still got really slow traffic northbound I-5 from just before the Michigan curve all the way up to the Convention Center because of an earlier cleared rollover, and northbound 405 through the S-curves all the way up into the Kennedale Hill. Still stop and go.
Take a ride on the Mount Rainier gondola at Crystal Mountain Resort this summer for the best view of Mount Rainier and access to Washington's highest elevation restaurant. It will leave you speechless. Crystal Mountain Resort is open daily this summer until September 21st. Visit crystalmountainresort.com for details.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
All right. This is a live recording, live from Bob's garage. And one day, Foghat came to my actual garage. This is not... a recording studio, although we had all this gear in the little room over the garage. Here is Foghat. And by the way, neighbors came down because Foghat pulled their tour bus up to my little cul-de-sac neighborhood at Middle Fork and North Bend. And neighbors were coming down, and I thought that they were going to complain. Remember what they had, Joe?
Foghat records.
Yeah, they wanted them signed.
The most awesome thing I've ever seen.
Foghat live in Bob's garage. We'll be right back. Yeah. Now, I got to tell you a couple things about that. That's Fog Hat live in Bob's Garage. Circa about 1993-ish.
Yep.
Sound about right?
Yep.
And at that time, there was no internet. And at that time, there was no Spike in the Impalers. And Spike was singing Twisted Tunes. And I noticed that Foghat had nobody singing the high part. So I asked their singer.
Dave, now, Lonesome Dave.
Man. Now Lonesome Dave, dearly departed.
Oh.
I said, would you like Spike to sing that high harmony? He said, yeah. And Spike went out there, and that's Spike singing.
Move on the city.
And I got to say, when I saw Spike standing at the microphone singing with Foghat, it gave me goosebumps. The same goosebumps when I saw, you know, Pedro get his green card or write a joke for Jay Leno or just, like, I was like, wow. Because I saw the sparkle in his eyes.
He was living his dream.
Oh, he's totally living his dream.
You have no idea. When I was 15 and sitting in a Baltimore Civic Arena watching Foghat play live.
That you would stand up there and sing.
And get to stand next to Lonesome Dave and do a harmony with that guy. And that was the original band. That was Rod Price, Tony Stevens, Roger Earl, and Lonesome Dave. That was Foghat in all its glory in your garage.
Uh-huh.
With your neighbors just with jaw drops on your front lawn.
Anyway, so the wheels start turning in my head, and I started thinking, you know, Spike should, you know, he shouldn't have to just do parodies.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew.
I mean, he was doing all, and he's funny. Of course, he's meant to do those, but that's sort of where the germ took hold.
That was the second Bob's Garage session, I believe.
Was that really?
First being Blue Oyster Cult. We should thank my dearly departed friend Brad Zirkel, because the way the whole Bob's
Garage... Let's thank all the people we know who are dead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, every time we play one of these old songs, somebody's dead.
The way it started...
That's pretty much true.
I won't make this
long. Let's not make it long, because I got a guest on the phone.
Okay. Well, the way it started was Blue Oyster Cult came, they were going to do an in-store, and they wanted us to help promote it. They were having a hard time.
And we said, play in my garage.
Yeah, and you said, I'll go do their in-store if they come and play in my garage.
This was before all the tribal casinos paid them boatloads of money to play. So all these bands were struggling. They were playing the Firehouse.
It was a hotel in Silverdale, and they wanted us to go over to the peninsula.
They were renting hotel rooms by the hour and having trouble. They had to leave for an hour and come back to the same room.
Yeah, they were out playing by a swimming pool at a hotel.
Remember that?
In
I was there.
Yeah,
I was there.
We'll tell more about it later. We got somebody on the line. But what a great feature that turned into. And Brad booked all the early ones. Nazareth. Blue Oyster Cult, Foghat, all those.
Bands. Yeah. 707 on the phone. Oh, he was just here. One of our favorite backstage performers here at the radio station. No longer Bob's Garage, but Cy Kernan of The Fix, just here a couple weeks ago at the Triple Door. And they've been wonderful and gracious to come in and play their hits. And they even made a song for Jody the last time they were here. Cy Kernan of The Fix in Londonderry, New Hampshire. I know where Londonderry is. What are you doing there?
You do? You know where I am?
I used to live in Ludlow, Vermont, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a great part of the world. We come here every summer, do a couple of shows every year, so we play in this place called the Tupelo Music Hall.
Yeah, beautiful.
Good time, but I just wanted to call in and say, hey, I hear you're... hanging your boots up. That's a very sad day for us all here in The Fix.
Well, thank you very much. And I, and by the way, thank you for not saying the word retire. Some of these people are saying retiring. And what I'm doing is I'm stepping away. But I'm going to keep some boots on and you know, do other projects and things. And wow. Well, Cy, thank you for taking time. This is the busy summer fair season, right? You guys are flying all over the country.
It is. But it's become a tradition for us to start our tours up in Seattle, and we always come and visit you. So when I heard that you were stepping away, I thought, damn, what are we going to do with our early mornings in Seattle now?
Yeah. Now, we were just talking about that. I'm going to try and continue doing what I do with the music on a podcast, hopefully, so that when bands are coming through town, I got to find an outlet, somebody who'll play it on the radio, but then a channel on the internet. You know, that's a fact. And sometimes... you can even distribute the information faster online than you can just running it once on the radio. So I'm working on that. So please, we'll stay in touch with Rob. And the next time you come through, it'll probably be a dingy place with one light bulb hanging from the ceiling, but it'll work.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know, as musicians, we got used to the changes we had to make to sort of get our stuff out there in the modern world, and the internet has played more and more of a part. So
yeah, it has.
That's a brave new world, but it's all right.
You know? It is all right. You don't mind the internet, do you?
No, we don't mind it at all.
Some bands don't like the internet. They want to shut it down.
No, I mean, in the end, some things you have to give away for free, potentially, but they can never steal the live show. That's what we've worked out.
That's right.
But Bob doesn't talk about it too much, Si, but one of the projects he's working on is going out and with a touring band, possibly, and doing some national and international touring, something he's never done. You're a guy who's done a lot of it. What is in a like a must have carry bag?
If you're, yeah, what's if my you're, emergency kit consist of?
Bring a small, clean black stage towel.
A small, clean backstage towel.
Black stage towel.
Oh, black stage towel. Why is the towel? By the way, I've seen these. Why is the towel on stage black?
Well, because if you start waving a white towel around on stage, which is predominantly black, it looks like you're surrendering.
They can smell fear.
I have been wondering about that because it's on the rider, and I go like, why are these? And by the way, the venues don't know what to do. Oftentimes they buy brand new black, little black hand towels.
Yes, right.
And they buy them, and I don't know, are we supposed to keep them?
Well, no, I tend to leave them because after I've got about 4,000 of them back home.
Oh, you did bring some home at first. Okay.
Somebody get them.
I thought they were great, but I've got so many of them, I don't use them anymore. They make a nice placemat, but your glass tends to...
Okay, so the black stage towel, what do you wipe with the towel? Your brow? Your rock star sweat?
Yeah, just your rock star sweat, which these days, you know, they've got this noxious hair product that when you sweat it goes in your eyes and next minute you're blurry and you got to wipe your eyes quick, so you grab that.
So do you put these Fix hair rags on the internet and sell them on eBay afterwards?
No, that is a good idea.
That's what we're going to miss is the money. The guy is a genius, money-making genius.
I help you make money.
Well, we both need a pen here. We need a pen to write down your tips, Si, and you need a pen to write down ours, because what you're giving here is gold.
This is gold advice. Yeah. What else do you have, Si? What else should I always bring with me when I travel? I'll bet you have an emergency kit.
Our drummer's always taking baby wipes, but that's kind of in the same field.
It's a baby wipes.
Don't ask too much about this one.
No, I get it with the baby wipes. They're
they
useful.
Don't come in black, by the way.
There's so many ways to use a baby wipe.
You never know.
Yeah.
Baby wipes, but I'm pretty much down to a good multivitamin is something I'm always after.
All right. And are you guys clean livers on tour? Do you imbibe in anything? Do you party at all, or is it pretty much beyond that?
My liver is thankful these days that I've quit most things.
I have a grateful liver too. That's good. Okay.
Grateful Liver. It was a really clean band. You know, the rhythm section likes to drown their sorrows in beer every night, but that's pretty harmless.
A little beer is lubricant. 10W-40 for the drummer. Absolutely. And now, where do you go from Londonderry, New Hampshire? Tell me what the rest of your tour is like.
The rest of the tour is heading down through New York City and then into Pennsylvania, New Jersey, then back up to Connecticut. Don't ask me why it's that way, but I think the agent dropped a dart when he was
alive. Playing darts with the country, and that's where you landed going back north. Wow.
Exactly.
Do you guys go around in do you have a bus, or how do you travel?
Yeah, we've got a big tour bus. Nice. Little bunks. It's great.
Wow, bunks and a tour bus. I hope to get to that someday.
Yeah, you get to fall asleep with a gentle rocking and the whirring of the generator and the motors, so that when you get home, you have to get whoever you're sleeping with to jump down on the bed so you can just fall asleep.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep. Turn on a giant engine somewhere. Wow. All right, Si. Well, listen, it sounds like you're having fun, and I want to say, really, I want to thank you and all of the bands like you who... you know, it may sound like we're doing something for you, but for you guys to get up at 6 in the morning... and schlep through downtown traffic and haul some crap into a radio station. And a lot of times you don't know what kind of radio station, how it's going to sound or anything. It's real dedication to your craft and to your fans.
We appreciate it, folks. It's a win-win business.
All right.
We can always get sleep in the afternoon, you know.
You can always sleep again. Mike, you guys got like 3 shifts a day you can sleep.
That's right.
Yeah, because they don't work at all. They work for 90 minutes at a time.
That's right. Give everything you've got.
Yeah. Si Kernan with The Fix, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely check those guys out next time they come to town, and hopefully we'll still be here for you, Si. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Take it easy, Bo. Good luck. I'll see you.
Be down. Well. Have a great show in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Anybody out there got friends or relatives? Tell them about the fix.
Well, Ryan, they're going to play New York. You know, have Ryan go check them out. She'll love that.
All right. Very nice. A popular Northwest microbrew is being recalled because it could explode. This is a safety warning.
Yes.
And by the way, they tell you that if you take this out of your refrigerator, you need to use gloves and safety goggles. How many of you, as I said that, thought, do I own gloves and safety goggles? When's the last time I used my gloves? That's like, please be kind, you know, be kind, rewind. I don't know if I've said, honey, where are the gloves and safety goggles lately?
And they say, take it immediately outside and put it in an enclosed container. This is so they don't
wind up. You think it's overkill?
Well, if I have this beer in my fridge, I think I would immediately take it out, pop the cap, and consume it would be the way to go. The danger is...
I will risk an exploding bottle in my face if there's 10 ounces of goodness.
Well, I don't want the liability.
Homer Simpson.
So I guess I won't say to do that.
Broken glass.
But what they're worried about is over-fermentation. They put a little too much stuff in there, stuff that makes it give
exactly
it,
what you want.
To give it the fizz. Well, you don't want it to the point the bottle explodes.
It's called Swill brand beer. The bottles say Swill 10 with a picture of a keg on there.
So in Portland Brewery.
If you have any 12 or 22-ounce bottles, you should throw them out. Use protective gloves and eyewear. Place all remaining Swill bottles in a closed box. What about getting a refund? Throw them out.
It's a good question. It doesn't mention anything about getting your money back. I imagine you go back to the point of purchase.
There's no danger, nothing to worry about if you already drank the Swill. It's not going to explode in your stomach.
Yeah. The beer is fine. It's just that they put a little too much of the stuff that gives it the fizz, the carbonation, too much fermentation in there.
All right. Anybody got this? Swill beer. Isn't Swill a pejorative term used to describe horrible beer?
Yes. You would say, this is Swill.
Yeah.
And that would be bad.
I was thinking the same thing. What an unfortunate thing to name your beer.
What other products could you try to name as negatively as possible? Like, whore lipstick.
Right. when you want your inner whore to come out on the other end.
Release your inner whore. Yeah. Streetwalker brand.
Or red is probably an official color for somebody.
I think it's Hooker and Church, what's on the bottle.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. That's cute. Yeah. I mean, I know, they've done other things with beer, like moose piss or whatever they call it.
Moose drool.
Apparently, one of our local grocery stores has lots of Swill. It's
really?
A very popular beer.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good. Yeah. I'm just saying, why choose a name like that?
It's got to be good, because
What other names like that have been chosen? Let me think.
That's a tough... I'm having a hard time drawing up any very, very ironic names for products that just... Oof.
By the way, when we asked texters for phrases that they are obsolete, some good ones came in. Got a quarter for the phone booth?
Don't touch that dial.
Blue light special. There used to be blue light specials. Now it's all, on the internet. You've got mail. And, of course, you're listening to the Bob Rivers Show, someone said. Here's a phrase, now obsolete. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Uh-huh.
Politics.
Fill her up, somebody says. Unless you're in Oregon, I guess you could still
Don't forget
that.
To wind your watch. And people used to say, you sound like a broken record. But it's been a long time since there's even been a broken record. All right. Other names? Here's a good one. Death cigarettes. Death brand cigarettes.
It was Black Death, and they were like Slash's brand of cigarettes. I remember those.
Grump is on the phone. Hey, Grump.
Yo.
How are you?
Good. I just bought one of those Swill beers yesterday. Even though I don't drink, I get them so people that come over can have a nice beer. And guess what? I saw it on the news, and I stuck it in a five-gallon bucket real quick.
No kidding. Wow.
When am I going to get my money back?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe we can do a little research and find out, because I think a lot of our audience is swill drinkers.
Sounds like
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
If you'd like to advertise on this fine station, call right now.
I think that, I think it's weird that it's not in the article. We have a King 5 report, but I didn't see. It basically said throw it out, which sounds like a little bit of a, I'm sure they'll refund your money.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. I just happened to catch it on the news out in the shop, and that's where I keep the stuff. And I went, I think I bought one of those today. I went and looked, and I said, oh, 5 gallon bucket time.
Yeah. A listener says that Safeway has tons of swill stacked right now. I'm sure they're busy removing it from the shelves. I would remove it and put it in something and then bring it back to the store. You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 gallon bucket. That's what I put it in, a plastic bucket.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, according to the Oregonian, email swill, and you'll get yourself a refund on that. Email swill beer.
That's it. That's what they said?
Yep, they said email them. Let them know where you purchased it, and they'll send you a refund.
Thank you, Grump. Great nickname. Again, a guy branded with a name.
Really?
It's like swill.
Friendliest guy ever. His name's Grump.
His friendliest guy. Let's call you Grump.
Mm-hmm.
Dead cow beef jerky. Is that a real product or is a listener just suggesting it?
I feel like it's not a real product, but I don't know.
Someone else said, I had no trouble returning the beer. And swill is delicious beer. Sweet, not too sweet, smooth, flavorful, refreshing.
Explosive flavor.
There is a beer called Dead Guy Ale.
Great beer.
From Portland.
Yeah. Made by Rogue.
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm.
So I got the skeleton on it, kind of a Grateful Dead tie.
Here's another one. My wife got me male chauvinist pig aftershave for our first anniversary. That marriage is going well. Hop Stupid is the name of a beer. You know what Chevy Nova means in Spanish? I've heard this before.
Well, Nova is...
Pedro, is this
sun,
right?
Right?
Supposedly it's no go.
Yeah, but it's Nova. You got to stress the last syllable.
Chevy Nova means no go.
Yeah.
There's a beer called Dirty Bastard. All right. You can text us at 52309. 722 coming in this morning. Comedian Brian Callen, one of my favorites. And Lucas Nelson will call in. Willie Nelson's son, who's an amazing musician. I believe, by the way, when he becomes one of those rock legends, when he's in his later years, he'll tour like Muddy Waters. He'll tour like Buddy Guy.
Like his dad.
Like his dad.
Willie's relentless.
Yeah. But he's different from his dad. His dad's a picker.
Oh, yeah.
And Lucas is a blues player.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas, the first show he ever played was our show. First time he ever played live.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Yeah.
And now he's gone on to play on The Tonight Show, Letterman,
yeah.
Kimmel.
Hey, Pedro, do you have that Lucas Nelson performance? It may not be in one of your folders.
The one that we have is the second one that he did here. That was probably the best one.
The best.
It is great.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've got some great Lucas Nelson.
Why don't we tease him and play that when we come back? On the I-90 bridge today, the closures for the Blue Angels don't start till, Spike said, noon, right?
12:15, they're going to close that down. Yeah, yesterday had a morning and a midday closure for the Blue Angels. Were practices over the lake today, just the one.
Okay. 7:22. Is there a movie you watch over and over and over? In fact, what movie do you think you've watched the most in your life? It was hands down easily The Wizard of Oz, growing up, because they brought it out every year. In fact, they used to bring certain movies out every year.
Mm-hmm. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life and Scrooge? They call it Scrooge?
Bill Murray's Scrooge or the old one with Albert Finney or the real one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So those are a thing, but this is not that, right?
No, these are not the holiday style movies. These are movies that you kind of independently on your own, people say they never get tired of.
By the way, there's a new movie coming out now that I heard a review that says it's going to be one of those movies people will watch 10 times. So when we come back, the movie you never get sick of watching.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A bit more cloud cover this morning across western Washington with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures will top out in the low to mid 80s. Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies through Seafair weekend with highs remaining in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by your friends at 76. Play Tank 5 at your local 76. Fill up, get a game card, and you'll have a 1 in 5 chance of winning. Or visit 76tank5.com for details. And no purchase, mail-in, game card request options. Ends 8/31/14.
You know, our friends at 3010 Weight Loss over in Bellevue are busier than all get out. Ever since we got on this program a little over 4 months ago, Joe and I and Bob and our loved ones and our friends have lost weight, improved our chances of living a long and healthy life. I myself, 50 pounds. Joe, over 60 pounds. Bob and Lisa, they didn't have a lot to lose, but they look fantastic. They can do the same thing for you. Go to 3010weightlossforlife.com and check them out. Or better yet, pop in one of their offices. Bellevue, where we go, Silverdale, Kent. Now Everett's got an office for 3010 Weight Loss. Or give them a call at 855-843-3010. What you'll get when you go in is an assessment of where you are in your life. They'll tell you just where you're standing on the weight scale and where you could be, where you'll be your most healthiest. Then they'll put a plan together to get you there. They'll give you food replacements for every single week. Every week you'll go in for a weigh-in, some positive reinforcement, and a genuine fast-track yourself to a better life, better health, and a lot less weight. 3010weightlossforlife.com or 855-843-3010.
An incredible night with Michael McDonald and Toto together live. August 3rd, 7 p.m. to Lalep Resort Casino Amphitheater. Michael McDonald and Toto. Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Rewards Club and Ticketmaster.com.
You know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look the way you want to be seen, or do they give you an ugly black eye? Negative online content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce and bankruptcy rulings, newspaper articles, bad business reviews, blogs, and other sources can have a serious impact on your life and your business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. When you call, you'll get an expert reputation assessment free. Using patented technology, we'll make the truth about you more visible than negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results damage your good name. Call 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. Don't delay. Call 1-800-827-5948 today.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now making it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. In some cases, this may even result in back taxes being reduced. An open phone line has been established by the National Tax Relief Hotline for consumers to call and see if you qualify. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-832-9615. That's 800-832-9615. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your delinquent tax problems and in some cases save you money. For your free tax information and to see if you qualify, call the National Tax Relief Hotline at 800-832-9615. That's 800-832-9615. 800-832-9615.
Pop quiz. When was the last time you thought about your bed? Better yet, when was the last time your bed thought about you? Answer? Never. Till now. Introducing the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number bed. Now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
Working with the dual air chambers, the Sleep Number bed lets you and your partner find your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep IQ technology tracks the quality of your sleep. It knows if you're restless, if you get up in the night. And in the morning, it tells you all about it. Now you have the info you need to sleep better. Try a new bedtime. Adjust your Sleep Number setting. Nix the late night TV. You'll know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. So smart, it's like sleeping with Einstein without all the awkwardness.
Gute Nacht.
Oh, hey.
The Sleep Number bed now with Sleep IQ technology starting at just $999.98 because everyone deserves to know better sleep. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find us at one of our six stores in the Puget Sound area. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. Save up to 40% on sinks, faucets, toilets, cabinetry, lighting, and more in stock or special order. Now's the time for that home improvement or repair. August 4th through 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Ballard.
At Lexus, we earn our gold standard by taking our eyes off the road and focusing on drivers inside our state-of-the-art driving simulator. Discover our gold standard at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event, now through September 2nd. Lease the all-wheel drive 2015 RX350 for $409 a month for 24 months, with $34.99 due at signing. See your Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Western areas only.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nobody but nobody pays sales tax at McClendon Hardware. Yep, it's the McClendon's Founders Day no tax sale. You name it, whatever it is, power tools, lumber, plumbing, electrical, everything and anything. Here's the facts, buy it at McClendon's and we pay the tax. Just our way of saying thanks for your biz here in Western Wa since 1926. See you this weekend at McClendon's Founders Day tax-free sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all McClendon Hardwares, where people make the difference.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, just had a little fender bender pop up northbound 405 at Northeast 30th. It's blocking the right lane and the right shoulder there, distracting drivers at the moment. And we're also dealing with slow traffic northbound I-5 from Middle Boeing Field all the way up to the Convention Center. I-5 southbound looking pretty good, just seeing heavy traffic through Shoreline.
Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
That is beautiful.
Lucas Nelson on the promise of the real.
Encore.
Encore, here's that Eddie or that Pearl Jam tune.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, I understand. Every life must end on. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go on. Yeah, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, but they've got none. Stay with me. All my sin, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me believe. Stay with me. All I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool. You see, no one knows this more than me. Clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face, son. Everything you gave and nothing you would take.
take everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. Cause I come clean, I. Everything you gave, love you till I die, meet you on the other side.
Lucas Nelson, The Promise is Real. Wow, what a blessing to be able to experience happening like that live. Lucas Nelson live in our studio just about a year ago. And we, I believe, had him on first before anybody else, Joe was saying.
Yeah, the first time Lucas ever played on the radio was at our station before this one. And he was 21, 22, very, very young kid.
Yeah.
He's growing into quite a musician. He's been one since he came out of the womb, probably. He's Willie's son, but... Promise of the Real played Philly last night. Lucas will be calling us a little after 9 o'clock, and we've got another great song we could play when we get him on.
Yeah,
if you
we'll
want.
Play some more Lucas Nelson. It all started with Bob's Garage when we invited bands. A lot of times they were classic rock bands in the twilight. Actually, they thought it was the twilight of their career because that's before all of these wonderful tribal venues opened up and gave a shot in the arm to classic rock acts. So we started with that, and then we ended up with local music, touring bands, anybody that would come through and wanted to plug their show and play incredibly well live for us. And then in the last couple of years, we got a little more nurturing, I think. We wanted to grab bands even younger, local bands, people that deserved a shot to be heard earlier on in their careers. And, man, we had some amazing, pleasant surprises. And hopefully that music podcast idea, hopefully that gets to continue. So you know we're working on that, a way to keep that alive. It's the Bob Rivers Show. Good morning. It's 7:36. This is show number 6 in our countdown. After today, we have 1 week left. The show leaves the air August 8th, 2014. It's not farewell. It's just... Well, we're not around, but we're around.
We'll be around.
We'll be your friends. We'll be your neighbors. And Spike and the Impalers will tour. I'd like to get Spike and the Impalers out a little more, too. I was talking to Jeff about this the other day. There is no reason you guys can't do fairs up and down the West Coast.
Let me check my schedule real quick. I'm free.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's nobody I know that it's in just one band anymore. Lots of people are in bunches of bands. And so I think we'll have a lot of fun doing music, but I also see big, big radio things in the future for you guys. I don't know what it is yet. I think that if you want to get some sense of anything, you need to be listening August 8th at 10 a.m. here. What are they calling it? And they say 95.7 takes off?
Yeah, they say it's going to take off, but that's all they're saying.
I think they meant we're going to take off, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you on the end.
When the giant trap door
takes off, then we'll see what happens.
I take off.
Yeah.
When you think of all the things we've done together, all of the experiences we've had, we've interviewed presidents, we've interviewed rock stars, we've interviewed artists. We've interviewed ordinary, strange people from around the globe doing interesting things. We've talked to a guy in the middle of an alligator swamp. We've talked to a guy who lives off of raccoons in Detroit, traps them and eats them.
Yeah, when the economy was really going south, that's the way he was getting
Glad
by.
Glad it's all better in Detroit now.
Yeah, guy's on again next week, by the way.
Swill beer is too good for him.
He's got some tips for us.
Do you still have him?
Got some survival tips for you, boss.
Mr. Beasley? Yeah, well, we can remember call him anytime, you bet.
Don't bother, the raccoons are eating the people in Detroit.
By the way, any encore performances you'd like to hear, if you remember the great musical performances of the last 20 years, be sure to be texting them in, 52309. And by the way, it's so funny. Getting an email now compared to getting a handwritten letter or card, compared to a text, compared to a Facebook post, because now we have four or five different ways you can say hi. It's fascinating. Facebook is instant, fast. Lots of people can react to a picture or something like they did with it when we had Casey in here yesterday. Text is the new email. That's the fastest, quickest way to say something.
You know, that's even getting lapped. I'm watching Jon Stewart, and he's talking about the whole political scene right now where they're going to sue the president, blah, 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 blah. And he played a tape of the congressional floor, U.S. House of Representatives. A certain representative is giving his speech on the House floor, and his line was like, "Well, I sent the president 22 tweets on ways he could solve the border crisis in Texas."
How come he didn't pay any attention to him?
Seriously, yeah. Tweets.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to tweets. I got to be honest with you. I got on Twitter like everybody else, did like two tweets, and went, "Well, I don't need another chore.
You think
my garden needs weeding.
Somebody likes it.
I'm tweeting in my garden.
Oh, write that down. That's bold.
They knocked their earnings out of the park, man. I wish I'd bought a little Twitter stock. Good week for them this week.
I got a guy, Derek, is helping us. Thank you, Derek, if he's out there listening, with the weeding, because I won't be able to start weeding till August 11th, and it's so out of control.
I just had my buddy Dale come in and do a total thrashing on my yard. It's like, if I'm going to take care of it, let's at least start, you know.
Yeah, let me start. So that's exactly, you and I had the same feeling.
Yeah, he came in
Tuesday. Because Lisa's thinking, like, what am I going to do, turn into a gardener for a month? No, I'm not going to do that.
All right.
Start. I got to chase you around the house.
sounds like fun.
We all drink, though, right? When Bob says something that creeps solid about him and Lisa naked?
Yep. Everybody's drinking right now.
I just did.
Okay.
All right, take a drink. Mm-hmm. Ow. Okay, 10 movies you can watch over and over again. Oh, yeah, I like all of these, and wow, there's way more than 10.
And these are the ones the British people watch, but a lot of Americans do, too. This is from the Daily
Mail.
My
favorite isn't on here, so we'll call that number 11, and I'm sure you all will have a number 11. Most watched movies over and over again. Number 10, Alien. Number 9, Titanic. Number 8, Independence Day.
Really?
Yeah, that one's kind of, I think that's old. But
I've probably seen it 10 times, so yeah.
Number 7, Jurassic Park, you bet.
Oh, you bet, all three of them.
Number 6, Jaws. Number 5, E.T. Was E.T., are you too young for E.T.?
No, that was right in my zone.
Okay. And number 4, Home Alone. Number 3, Back to the Future. Number 2, Star Wars. And the number 1... watched over and over again movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Great movie.
Never gets old.
I saw something funny yesterday, a Facebook post and something, and I'd like to save some of these, and it said, the best thing about being over 40. Did any of you see that?
This is 40?
Not the movie. Though.
No, it was what's the best thing about being over 40?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I did most of my stupid stuff before the internet existed.
Well, that's the truth.
Nobody's going to have it posted.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know your favorite movie to watch over and over.
It's Groundhog Day.
Absolutely. And I'm with you on that one.
That's getting a couple votes on text, too.
Yeah. And, you know, I relate to that movie, but maybe not in the way you would think. Doing the same show and loving every minute of it is kind of like what that movie was about.
Every day is a new experience, a new chance to do something better.
Every day is a new experience, a chance to get better and better and better. And Bill Murray got better and better, and he learned how to play the piano, which is kind of ironic. But in the end, he had to live a different day. He had to do something. He did become, that hasn't happened to me.
That's what freedom up.
That is what freedom of.
Yeah,
how am
totally.
I getting out of here? I'm just ditching you all and being a jerk.
Texter says Princess Bride, Harold and Maude, National Lampoon's Vacation, yep. Shawshank Redemption.
Every day. I
Somebody else it. Voted for two movies that seem like it would be two different people. The Godfather and Free Willy. Let's see. Apocalypse Now. Mm-hmm. Another vote for
I love
Hot
that one.
Fuzz. Shaun of the Dead. I would like to vote for Anger Man. Right. I've seen Anger Man 185
by the way,
times.
It would have been nice if someone disagreed with me when I said I was being a jerk.
Oh, you're not being a jerk.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
were you being a jerk? I didn't catch it.
I feel like I had to ask for it, though.
Yeah. You can get me some flowers tomorrow, too. I love okay. this.
This is a free will society. You got your own yeah. free will. Don't feel I gave you that speech already. By the way, happy birthday, Jerry Garcia. I said, don't feel like you got a bunch of people you've got to be responsible for here. You know, you've done your tribe well. You've served yeah. us well. You've,
that's very kind of you. But yeah. I will never, as long as you want me, not be of help. And available to
oh, and I know yeah. that. And I know that it goes for a lot of people, not just the ones in this room.
You're thinking like August 11th. I call Joe and I get, boo doo doo.
We're sorry. The person who used to care about your advice is no longer needs you.
You might be
please hang up.
A little bit of a shock. I think we all will be as radio people. I think a lot of people, you know, we have a lot of really great friends. And a lot of them I wouldn't have if it weren't for this radio show. But there's also people who like the fact that you have the power of the radio.
Oh, those people will go away.
Yeah. And it'll feel kind of weird to not have that power, like the great and powerful Bob, you know, and then all of a sudden it goes away.
I thought about that because one of the cool things is to be able to say to someone, oh, like when they were doing that orca whale benefit.
Yeah.
And this is Ann and Nancy, this is Hart, this is like, and I care about these people. I heard that they needed some help with the benefit, and because of the Oso landslide, no one was doing it, and I was like, that's right up our alley, that's musicians, that's local music, and we went and helped them, and I knew that if we just told people about it, it would help a lot, and now, like, I won't have that ability. I'll go, I can put you on my podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got your 5,000 Facebook.
How well
people.
Did I go for you and Marty, by the way? Still, certain people loved you and knew you had a loyal audience, right?
You know, the podcast went well for us because it kept our people and it kept me and Marty busy.
The important people.
Yeah, and it kept us feeling relevant, which was at the time the most important thing for both of us.
I could use some relevant feeling cream to rub all over myself.
I wasn't going to toss it in your direction, but if you...
Boom.
Does it have any relevant cream?
If you're asking if Ann stopped by and did a podcast with them, the answer is probably not.
Actually, the podcast was the first place that the original members of Heart reformed.
Really?
No
and you
kidding.
Can ask those guys where the first place that they all got back together was, and it was at Marty's house.
Wow.
No and Howard Lease was there, too.
All right.
Well,
I'm
listen
in.
To that, man.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
No, we've got some pretty big artists. I'm a great booker.
Let's say hi to Marty before the end of the show, too. He's
sure.
important.
Yeah.
He's your guy.
Yeah.
He'll be here at 10 a.m. on August 8th. See him in person.
Yeah.
Say hi in the hallway.
August 8th, 10 a.m.
Hand him your
Marty
key.
Reamer takes off.
Yeah. Hand him your key card.
She's just pretending he doesn't want the job.
He doesn't. He doesn't want to do radio anymore.
He doesn't want to do radio.
He kind of got burned in the end. We've talked about it. What do you think? I haven't had any conversations with him. He's one of my closest friends.
Yeah. So what else do we have here today? It's 7:47. We're going to have Brian Callen, who's just ridiculously funny, in a little while.
And in one of the movies I could watch any day of my life, The Hangover, the first Hangover movie.
Mm.
You know, I never gets old.
I heard the second one was really bad.
Well, the second one was like watching the first one again. It's really,
yeah.
It really was the same damn movie. But that first one was a mind blower.
I got some grief from Spike yesterday, speaking of movies, because they do these movie clips at the Seattle Storm game, and they show you a clip, and you mm-hmm. have to guess what the big phrase would be coming out
What's
of the
What's the next line?
What's yeah. the next line? And they did a scene from Goonies, and Spike said, anybody who hasn't seen Goonies is, I forgot what you said, but it wasn't flattering. And
I made allusion to, especially this part of the country. I mean, that's a...
You haven't seen Goonies?
I haven't seen
Thank
Goonies.
You. You're whatever he said you were.
Yeah.
That's
I can't
bad.
Say
it
on
I
like the radio.
That.
I got 5 more shows. I'm going to blow it here. But
I like that. I'm with him. You got to see Goonies.
No, I will, but I didn't. It made me feel like I was less of a person.
You got
for
a 15-year-old daughter.
Well,
you never saw Goonies.
That's
you never
I
watched
went.
It together.
She's seen Goonies apparently a
bunch.
Few times. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She knew the next
right.
line.
All right.
for someone like me who has no idea what Goonies is and how you get rid of it.
Thank you very much.
Is there a cream for that, too?
Thank you, Bob.
How have you two survived?
He's lying.
I don't know what a Goonie is.
You've never been to the Goondocks? You don't know what Goonies are? You don't know?
You never saw the movie?
There's people like me listening.
And me. I'm one of them.
Really.
What is a Goonie?
All right, before Frodo's friend Sam was ever in Lord of the Rings, he was in Goonies.
Before he was Rudy.
It's one of the greatest group of kids fighting the good fight and keeping together. It's one of the best movies that ever was, and it was filmed in Astoria.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's about a bunch of kids trying to save their house from foreclosure. And it's there's a little bit of fantasy in it, and they're running from the bad guys, and there's maybe some pirates and some treasure, but it's
so
one of
the best. That's a Pacific Northwest over and over kind of movie.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, even on the East Coast, you know, it's an 80s film.
We got an opening August 17th. I'm going to put Goonies down.
Goonies.
Yeah, I have to do it. Okay. 7:49. You know what Lisa and I are doing today?
What?
We're going to Tillicum Village. We're going to do cruise. The Argosy Cruise. Thank you, Kevin. And we're going to experience. What it was is I sent my brother and sister a couple of weeks ago, and they had such a great time. And I realized, you know, I shouldn't just send tourists to do the coolest cruise out there. So Lisa and I, she has this feeling I'm always busy and I never make any time for her. So we're going to be on a boat.
And let me tell you something. Just like Joe said, the Argosy Cruise to Tillicum is fantastic. You get to Blake Island. It's very relaxing. Mm. There's a show. There's delicious food. They do hand you clams, and you sit there, and you take in the beauty that is all around us. Absolutely great.
I know you're not a fish guy. I'm not that much of a fish guy either, but you have one bite of that salmon, and you will
eat it. I always try it, but I still take the children's chicken option.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't eat fish.
Don't worry. There's polenta for you.
I know.
That salmon, man, is some of the best.
But salmon makes Lisa happy.
Oh, well, she'll be very happy.
Happy wife. I'm losing my mind. I can't remember that.
Happy wife, happy something else.
You're going to like it out there because that's some really good cooking there.
I just like looking back at the Seattle skyline. The best picture you can ever take of Seattle from Blake Island.
Mm-hmm. The place is covered in trails.
Oh, yeah, and we hike around.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's our day today. And then, of course, some of you will watch the Blue Angels practice. And this weekend is Seafarer weekend, and the hydro races. Is Pat involved with the hydros at all?
You know, we had Mr. O'Day on a little while, and he kind of glossed over that because, you know, Pat O'Day and hydros are hand in hand, and he did the play-by-play for decades, and they took him off the play-by-play, but there was such an outcry, they brought him back for a little color commentary. I don't know what his role is this year, but I would sure hope that he's in somehow involved because
he did say to have a small bit of involvement this year when we asked directly.
We'll find out. The most depressing Disney moments of all time coming up in the next hour, and Brian Callen, plus the 10 most relaxing sounds in the world. Can you buy a tape of the most relaxing sound? Because I don't think so. I looked at this and I said, that is super relaxing. But you know how you can buy tapes of like ocean waves,
I love the sound of the ocean.
A babbling brook.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, this could be. I don't know why. You know, we always have ideas to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxing sounds tapes in a certain theme. I'm going to give this idea to you.
Okay.
You don't have to pay me anything. You don't even have to cut me in for a piece of the profits.
I wasn't going to. Go ahead.
You should do it.
This plan works for both of you.
When we come back. Okay. Relaxing sound tapes that Joe should make. 7:52.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Oh, there's so much to love about iHeartRadio. With millions of songs, you can create music stations you can call your own. Plus, you can stay connected with your favorite radio stations anywhere in the country. You'll love iHeartRadio so much, you'll want to take it away. On a romantic trip, give it flowers, candy, and just the right moment, pull out the ring.
Okay, that just got weird.
Make sure you have the newest version of iHeartRadio with improved features. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. Download the app or listen online. iHeartRadio.com.
There's one word that kind of makes me instantly relax. When I hear this word, I always go, oh, yeah. And that word is Tempur-Pedic. We had a Tempur-Pedic mattress in our master bedroom, Kelly and I, and we loved it so much we got one for the guest room. Well, we love that one so much. We got one for Emily's room. We are a Tempur-Pedic family. If you've never laid on a Tempur-Pedic, for me, it's like nothing else. And right now, Sleep Country USA has great sales on Tempur-Pedic mattresses. You can get 48 months interest-free financing with no money down on the Tempur-Choice collection, head-to-toe customization on approved credit with equally monthly payments required. Or you could go for $300 in free gifts with any of the most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses that Sleep Country sells. Free same-day delivery, free setup of your new mattress, the 100-day low-price guarantee. And, of course, they do have the Serta iComfort, the Sealy Posturepedic, the Simmons Beauty Rest. They've got them all at Sleep Country USA, and the Triple Choice sale is on now. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
A bit more cloud cover this morning across western Washington with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures will top out in the low to mid 80s. Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies through Seafair weekend with highs remaining in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most, all with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Attention, men in Seattle, Bellevue, and Everett. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition. We can help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Our staff of doctors are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, we've been able to achieve over a 90% success rate. Recently, we have taken over the care of the patients from Seattle Male Medical. If you have been to this clinic or another men's clinic and were disappointed or you felt pressured, we'd like to help. Our doctors will find a proper medical solution to meet your needs, and our electronic record keeping allows our professional staff to keep you educated and informed throughout your care. We will earn your trust.
Call Universal Men's Clinic for an appointment at 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. 206-529-1111. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Dive into your share of $20,000 in cool cash this month at Quilceda Creek Casino. Every Tuesday, 9 lucky players have a chance to grab their share, including a $5,000 grand prize August 26th. Find all of the exciting details online at QCCCasino.com. More rewards, more winners, more fun. Find it right here at the Q.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a passing lane exaggerator.
And we've got Jim in the number two subcompact trailing the silver minivan. They head into the final turn, and Jim makes his move. He drops the hammer to 35 miles per hour, and Jim takes the soccer mom on the outside lane like she was standing still.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer this summer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free pre-trip safety checks to free flat repairs, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service may now be accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes. This may result in back taxes being reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by the Tax Relief Helpline for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-745-5904. That's 800-745-5904. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, which may result in tax debts being reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Tax Relief Helpline at 800-745-5904. That's 800-745-5904. 800-745-5904.
iHeartRadio Icons, straight from the studio with Tom Petty.
I rely on the audience to really pull it out of me in a way. I mean, the more they're giving me, the more I can give back, and it becomes a kind of beautiful push and pull kind of thing.
Buy Tom Petty's new album, Hypnotic Eye, on Amazon MP3 now. Sponsored by Reprise Records. Get more from Tom on our website or iHeartRadio.com/Tom Petty.
Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mac's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mac's for endless yeast rolls and endless peanuts. And the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more.
Before Shelly did a cartwheel on the sideline of the soccer field. Before she screamed, "You've got this," 12 times in a row. And before she picked up 5 of the world's most enthusiastic soccer players, all under the age of 6. Shelly applied for the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card so she could get 1% cash back on her son's first pair of cleats, 2% cash back on game time snacks, and 3% cash back on gas, all with no hoops to jump through, which meant she didn't have to worry about changing categories or expirations on rewards. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back everywhere, every time, 2% cash back at grocery stores, and 3% cash back on gas. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to $1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Copyright 2014 Bank of America Corporation.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, still seeing some really heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves. It goes up to about 30th, where an accident is clearing out of the shoulder, so things are really slow there, and then it starts to ease up as you head through the Kennedale Hill. Valley Freeway northbound also slow from 180th up to 405, and it looks like I-5 southbound in the express lanes near James stalled vehicle there, partially blocking the ramp.
Plan a movie night with help from Fred Meyer. Bring Home Noah, starring Russell Crowe and Jennifer Connelly. And-